You may be sitting down to a lovely meal today. Others may be doing the same because of your generosity and giving to a food bank. But you may be surprised to hear what food banks are up against. They still appreciate donations of canned goods, but they're moving to fresh produce, which often means buying trucks to pick food up and nutrition classes to teach how to eat it. Then there's the matter of money. Paul Ash is director of the San Francisco and Marin Food Bank. About 25 years ago, they served 2 million pounds of food to largely homeless people. Now they're distributing 45 million pounds of food to a larger area and to clients that include the underemployed. And they've been denied federal funding for the second year in a row. Paul, welcome and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Robin.
Although that feels like a coal in your stocking, why were you denied federal funding?
This is the FEMA funding. FEMA has come up with a new formula for the past 2 years. It boils down to us being a city and a county together. The regulations penalize us for that.
Well, because in order to qualify, a county has to have an unemployment rate of about, I think, 10.7% and a poverty rate of at least 15.8%. And as you say, because you have Marin, one of the wealthiest counties in the state, you're not qualified, even though San Francisco's rates would qualify.
Many counties are able to qualify because they have one city within their county that meets those standards. And, of course, we don't have a city within a county. We are a city and a county.
Right, right. So there you are. And that we understand that means about $160,000 that you have to now raise to make up for that shortfall. And this comes as there's been a big change in food banks. You know, once it was just canned goods and maybe pasta. Food banks are increasingly trying to use fresh foods and also deal with serious issues like obesity. How are you seeing this shift in San Francisco?
It's been significant and almost extreme in the past 10 years. We've shifted to, over two-thirds of our food is fresh foods. So that changes the way we interact with clients and means that we need to be talking to them about different things, about how to use this product and what the nutritional values are and how they can use the scarce money they do have in stores to come up with better food for themselves.
Look, we're reading about food banks that are now giving nutrition classes, and I can just hear someone saying, really? Is that necessary? You know, people don't know that vegetables are good for them. Do you really have to give out food information?
When you think about it, eating and shopping have gotten a little bit complicated. We have something in one of our workbooks that talks about sugar, because sugar on labels is aspartame, it's dextrin, it's glucose, it's corn sweeteners, it's NutraSweet. So there's all sorts of things out there on these labels that unless you have a little bit of education, you don't really understand what you're getting.
And yet the education component of a food bank can be expensive.
It is. It's not enough to hand someone a flyer or a recipe. You really need to sit down with them and give them an opportunity to understand what food labels mean, how foods can be put together to put balanced meals together, how to make some foods better. I mean, you open a can and a lot of salt comes out, but you can rinse certain items and get rid of some of that salt and make that product a better product for your family.
Well, we understand that because there's this move towards more nutritious foods, and then have nutrition classes that go along with it. Some food banks are shifting. And for instance, you have the Food Project here in Boston. They bring in troubled teens to have leadership roles in farming food that they then give to food pantries. Vermont Food Bank bought a farm. But then you've got the problem of having to use it right away, so it's fresh. And the Second Harvest Food Bank in Middle Tennessee bought machines so that they could flash freeze fresh food to keep it nutritious. It has really become complicated for food banks.
It has, and we're all using different strategies because we're so close to rich agricultural areas. Our strategy is just to keep pushing fresh produce out and not try to can it or package it. We're able to get foods right out of the field that helps the farmer a little bit and gets that fresh food into us. So in the scheme of things, it's relatively inexpensive. It requires us to be much better logistically, but the expense actually goes down. In our pantries, they shop farmers market style. They choose what they want, and they leave there feeling more empowered, not as though they've had a handout and should be ashamed. Our pantries are great places that are building community, and people can go when they need help.
Paul Ash, Executive Director of the San Francisco and Marin Food Banks. Paul, thanks so much, and best to you on this whole season. Thank you.
Have a great holiday.
Up next, if Ralphie from A Christmas Story is part of your tradition, we've got another tale for you in 30 seconds, here and now.